David, what, if anything, fascinates you about this entire Velikovsky issue? Is there anything there?
Well, yeah, and one of the things I think is a response to what Jim was just saying about the fact that sometimes it's hard to establish dates. And if there were indeed records of these past catastrophes, I'm sure there'd be a lot of scientific debate on which thing happened at which date and what caused it. But, you know, there isn't any record of it. We have, for instance, ice cores from Greenland and from the Antarctic, but you can see a layer for every single year. You can determine temperature. You can see if there's volcanic dust. You can see if there's dust coming from events in the sky. And there's nothing anywhere in the last 10,000 years. So if there's no record, then there's nothing to argue about dating.
Astronomically speaking, David, is it possible for an object to get captured, let's say, in our solar system and then become part of it?
Pretty darned hard. No effort, no record that anything like that's ever happened, and it would be very tricky to accomplish. But, you know, scientists don't have a very good record when they say something's impossible. So I'm not going to say it's impossible.
What do you think?
I'm going to say, show me the evidence that it ever happened.
James McCanny, what do you think?
Well, therein lies the crux, because scientifically we've only been astute for, what, a few hundred years. And this Velikovsky interpretation of the ancients saying that Venus was born of Jupiter, some people say Saturn, but basically captured by one of the planets, nobody was there in modern times. The dichotomy here, however, is that if we use that as a yardstick for all scientific endeavor, nobody was around during the Big Bang either. But we certainly hold that in high regard in some certain circles. But so you have to weigh the evidence, as Dr. Morrison says, and the probability and what is the possibility of this happening. My view in the solar system is to go out and look at the planets and moons, and even the moons, say, of Jupiter are all different. They're right next to each other, but they're all different in composition, in structure, in surface features. Io is a highly volcanic moon, and my way of thinking, that's possibly a new addition, but oddly enough, it's the closest moon to Jupiter, which means that if it was captured, it would have had to work its way past the other three major moons. And so there you're talking about possible close encounters during this capture process. So, and ultimately, nobody was there to see it, so we're really left with the situation, and for that matter, the concept that the solar system all formed at one time 4.5 billion years ago, which is the standard theory today. Of course, nobody was there at that time. And there's many side scenarios that go with that, that the comets were formed and then were thrown out into the Oort cloud. There are many scenarios that standard science uses, and by the same yardstick, nobody was there. But they have, you know, done enough, let's say, subsidiary work so that this appears plausible in the grand scheme of things. And that's what tends to occur in science, is they add and add and add until all of the scenarios seem to fit together. That's why someone like myself coming in with a new concept has a very difficult time even being heard, because you're trying to fit this in place of what is already there. It's not like I'm adding one little thing. I'm changing the whole structure of the solar system that captures the primary mechanism for the formation of planets. You're going against a very large wall, let's say. But the bottom line is, with Velikovsky, he was not a good scientist. He would have been far, relative to your comment right before the break there, George, he would have been far better off to have just done his humanistic research and then said, okay, scientists, you figure out how this all happened. But he didn't do that. He started saying, well, it must have flown out of Jupiter, and that's where he broke down. He said, well, Venus must have a hydrogen atmosphere because it came from Jupiter. That was wrong. You know, all of these inferences were secondary.
Well, what would have happened, Jim, had he, of course, he based a lot of his theories on the catastrophes that he believes occurred during that period of time. But what would have happened had he said that Jupiter was millions of years old and was captured? Do you think more people would have believed him?
You mean that Venus was...
Venus, rather,
yeah.
Yes.
There again, we don't have records. He based it all on the records of, you know, that we, our written record only goes back a few thousand years. And that's one of the mysteries, is how we had apparently civilizations prior to this, and what many people think were quite advanced civilizations. And the many of the writing and the letters and the words that come down to us apparently came from some previous civilization, because all of a sudden they appear and they have certain structures and you find them recurring, like the word mu or ATL, like in the South American vocabulary, continually repeated, which is reminiscent of Atlantis.
Well, I was going to say, some people believe Atlantis. Zechariah Sitchin, of course, has done his work into the Sumerian texts. Velikovsky reminds me a little bit of Zechariah Sitchin in that they have these theories of catastrophes and events that occurred, except, of course, Zechariah goes a little further and talks about visitations. Velikovsky does not do that. David... If James McCanney, physicist, were presenting the works of Velikovsky before an honored body of other physicists, would they drum him out, or would they sit there and listen and take heed?
Well, I haven't heard everything that Jim has said, but from what I've seen, they'd drum him out.
They would drum him out, huh?
In fact, I mean, Jim, he has less credibility than Velikovsky. Velikovsky at least was distinguished and tall and gray-haired and spoke with a Russian accent and looked pretty darn good.
The gloves are off.
Actually, I still am active in the scientific world. This May I'm presenting. I have quite a diverse array of work that I do. I'll be presenting the small aspect of what I do at the American Geophysical Union meeting. This May, dealing with X-rays in the solar system, which is something I predicted in 1979. I said comets should exhibit X-rays out to the sunward side, which has been recently discovered. But since then, they've been finding X-rays all over the place.